Patty C. is the Student Services Coordinator at UW-Eau Claire. After reading compelling articles on the need for organs, in July she donated one of her kidneys to a stranger at Fairview University Medical Center in Minneapolis. Knowing there'd be naysayers or cautious family members who might question her decision, C. didn't tell many people she went through the 6 months of intensive psychological and family health screening before being allowed to donate a kidney.
I just don't want to live my life in a what-if phase. There are just so many what-ifs out there that I couldn't consider. What if somebody else needs a kidney who I know? Chances are that's not going to happen.
Patty C. says most donors know the recipient. This type of non-directed donation is not common.
I didn't know the recipient except to know that it's a 50-year-old man.
Would you like to meet him?
I would. Actually, we have a 6-month waiting period before we can meet, and both of us have to choose to meet. So I'm hoping that he chooses to meet me. I'm just really curious about him.
Among the freshman university courses Patty C. teaches is one in critical thinking.
One of the things that I ask my students to do in my first year classes is something called the Challenging Act, where I ask them to step outside of their usual realm and challenge themselves. So I may use this as an example.
But this instructor is not expecting students to donate an organ. Rather, she's getting out the word that those from a healthy family can live a normal life with only one kidney. Right now, there are more than 2,200 people in Wisconsin and Minnesota on kidney waiting lists. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.